everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of January 17th through 13th, 2013. Prelude to more than one kind of January madness, or maybe the madness has arrived already, unfortunately. Canadian Nationals is next week, European and US Nationals the week after, and we have pullouts this week from all three, though none so sad as the one that might now be pending after last night. Alyssa Cisney, skating at the Fox Cities Invitational in Appleton, Wisconsin, as one of two senior ladies, just to get some mileage on a program Z for Nationals, was doing well, even if her lessons weren't. Her other jumps were really looking good through the short and half of her new gun with the wind long, but then on her flip, she went down hard, wasn't able to get up, and had to be carried out on a stretcher and taken to the hospital. No official details have yet been given on her prognosis, pending full evaluation, but those who were at the rink seem to believe she's dislocated her hip, an unofficial word confirms it, and that she had surgery for it immediately, in which case, I'm afraid we're just waiting for the confirmation now of her being out. Already confirmed as out of the European ladies competition is Kira Korpi, sitting out due to her inflamed left Achilles tendon. She'll be replaced by Alyssa McConsari. U.S. Nationals had two withdrawals, Caitlin Yankauskas and Joshua Reagan, which is unfortunately not a surprise, and junior ice dance team Rachel and Michael Parsons, which is. The official announcement speaks of injury, rumor claims it is his. And finally, Jessica Dubé and Sebastian Wolfe aren't just out of Canadians, they're retiring completely, with him apparently deciding, with her agreeing, that they can no longer compete at their best level. She's enrolled in Concordia University in Montreal, and he apparently wants to be a firefighter someday, though for now they're both working as coaches. Also facing down a now uncertain future are Isabella Tobias and Davidas Stagnounis, who had the judgment handed down from the Lithuanian president this week, and it's the same thing that happened with his last partner. They won't give her to the citizenship, because Lithuania's constitution and citizenship laws really just don't allow it for a skater who's never lived in the country and hasn't accomplished nearly enough in competition to merit it. The Lithuanian Skating Federation president nonetheless claims to be shocked, and the pair describes themselves as devastated, with Stagnounis saying how she always wanted the Olympics, and they must now rethink their plans. Another unpopular ruling was handed down this week from Russia's high-ranking sports officials, the decision to send Maxim Kopt into Europeans instead of Konstantin Menshov stands. Of the 10 guys voting for it, only the president of St. Petersburg Skating Federation voted to overturn. The others said there weren't grounds. Menshov was interviewed after, said he didn't expect otherwise, that he'd had his best season and thought he could have contended for a medal in Zagreb. He was surprised by how much everyone supported him, and he has been told if he goes to the Russian Cup finale in Tver, he will be promised a trip to the World Team Trophy in April and might even be left in the running for Worlds, but after winning that event 5 times and getting nothing out of it, he's rather skeptical and doesn't really want to go. His supporters include some pretty famous figures now. Nikolai Morozov gave an extensive interview in which he describes the Federation as ruining Menshov's life and compared the professional and emotional damage to that suffered by student Sergei Voronov after he was kicked off the Olympic team in favor of Artem Bordulin, whom he darkly comments was like Kovtin, a student of Tatiana Tarasova. Alexei Yagudin, too, has chimed in, calling it more indication that Valentin Pisiev has to be removed from his position of power, but cannot be because everyone in the Federation is afraid of him. Definitely going to the Russian Cup final, on the other hand, is Alina Leonova. She, too, spoke this week, saying she's not giving up on making Worlds that way. She was a better skater now than she'd been last season, and doesn't know why she hasn't been able to deliver at all since then, though she now thinks maybe she's learning staying at the top. Having gotten there is harder than she thought. There may or may not be room for her on the World Team, but there won't be on the European one. Niko Gosfiani skated the Mentor Nestle-Nesquik Torin Cup in Poland in the Junior Ladies event, and not only earned her tech scores for Europeans, she also got the short program score for Worlds, and wasn't far off the long program score. She ran away with the gold, too. She wasn't the only one in Torin getting qualified. In the senior pairs event, Bulgarian winners Elizaveta Makarova and Larry Kenjadze, too, earned their needed scores, getting through their short and most of their free clean, even if their light lift and combo failed to happen. They totaled 119.56. Not so lucky were Belarusian pair Maria Polyakova and Nikita Botchkov, who with a fall in the steps but harder elements also got the score in their short, but in their free, between botching all their jump elements, having a spin invalidated, and struggling with their lifts, failed to get that tech minimum by 0.02 of a point. They were, in fact, third in that segment to Polish team Marcelina Lecz and Jacob Tyke, though they held on to second overall thanks to a really bad short from the latter, who botched a few jump elements themselves throughout. The other senior event, the ice dance, was a very close competition between Kathy and Chris Reed and Siapam Keegan Canadian Dimitri Dune. The Japanese team won the short mostly on their tariff, but the Ukrainians took the free, even more on the tariff, gone the other way, though neither team had the best twizzles or steps, and when the numbers crunched together, Keegan Canadian Dune had it 137 even to 136.26. Australians Daniel O'Brien and Gregory Merriman, meanwhile, got a higher free dance tariff and tech score than either of the top two while winning bronze, though they were beaten in these aspects by Dune's old partner, Eliza Agafanova, and her Turkish man, Alper Ukar, in fourth. The other three junior events, like the ladies, were pretty easy wins for their gold medalists. Kamila Netinova and Even Beach 2 ran off with the pairs, and ice dance winners Lolita Yermak and Alexei Kimich, also from the Ukraine, and men's winner Cao Chi Yi from Chinese Taipei, also had comfortable enough margins. Another international competition held this week was the Volvo Cup in Riga, Latvia for singles and ice dance. Those competing included Dennis Ken, who did win the senior men, but not without trouble. In fact, he needed the nearly 15-point lead he built up on Russian Mikhail Kolyado, and they both went quadless and more or less clean in the short, but Kolyado was a bit lower quality, because in the free, Ten had only two clean jumping passes, and one of them was the three jump, but the other was the double axel. Kolyado wasn't quite clean either, but he wasn't too far off, and he won the segment by close to 10 points, so Ten had to hold on to win 204.33 to 199.66. But that was nothing compared to the mealy for bronze. Spaniard Javier Rea, who was in position after the short, had a fall, a pop, a couple other errors, and only one very weak combo in the free, and of the five guys within 10 points of him, only two remained behind him overall. Of the other three, Romain Ponsart, who following a short without any clean jumping passes had been some way behind in eighth, was third in the free, doing very well out of his two partial downgrades, one of which was the quad attempt, which was nonetheless an improvement from the short's quad attempt, and that got him a sliver past Michael Christian Martinez, who'd been fourth after the short but fell in a triple axel and struggled with a double axel in the free. But the Frenchman found himself still a sliver behind Hong Kong skater Ronald Lam, who had been seventh after falling on a partially under-rotated quad and having a spin invalidated in the short. In the free, he had another partial downgrade and popped axel, but he also had much higher PCS scores than anyone besides Ten and Kolyada, and with that he held on to bronze. Like Ten, Zijin Li had an easy field, and she skated better than him too. She too had a clean short with a triple toe, and though both jumps in her triple flip, triple toe attempt in the free were partially downgraded and so were another triple and double, this was not enough to give her fellow Chinese skater Zhao Jiquan even a chance of beating her in even a segment. With a total of 160.10, she won by over 20 points. Though Zhao herself landed the triple toe in the short, only to struggle with both her other jumping passes, and the free fell on a way under-rotated flip and had two more partial downgrades, but still managed silver, if only because Estonian 7th Lana Isakova and Spaniard Sonia Lafuente, who tailed her after the short, couldn't keep it in the free. Lafuente especially doubled two jumps, singled an axel, and fell at a toe. She was 7th in the segment and lucky to hold on to 5th. Well, Isakova wasn't quite as messy, but her only lutz was doubled and one of her flips was partially downgraded, and that was enough to slip a hair behind Slovenian Dasa Grim, who had been 5th in the short after an unclean triple toe, and a doubled flip, and then opened her free with a fall on a lutz and singled flip, and her other flip was a double, but she pulled it together for most of the rest of the program, and like Lam, made the rest of the way up to bronze on presentation scores. Even with twizzle issues in both programs, Victoria Sinitsina and Ruslan Jiganshin easily won the ice dance, totaling 162.44. Nor did Irina Stork and Tavi Rand have trouble taking silver, though Tanya Kolbe and Stefano Caruso had a slightly smaller margin for bronze, aided perhaps by fourth place Uzbekistani team Anna Nagornyuk and Viktor Kovalenko having lower tariffs in both programs. If these three teams weren't quite perfect in the short dances, they were all excellent in their frees. The juniors was a Russian sweep. Alexander Petrov and Vladislav Smirnov going 1-2 in the men, Maria Stivitskaya coming back to narrowly beat Ukrainian Anna Anishinkova in the ladies, and Aninovskaya and Sergei Mozgov blowing away the field in the ice dance. For international events, this week saw the team Tease Fest, known as the Japan Super Challenge, done in Nagoya during the week in between Japanese Stars on Ice shows, a competition between two teams of six skaters each, teams red and blue. Blue won narrowly, supported by a good performance by Akiko Suzuki of her short program, at the end of which teammate Takiko Mura was nice enough to play Bill so she could kill him, and Daisuke Takahashi doing his tango exhibition well enough for a standing ovation, though Yuzuru Hanyu, skating a short, fell on both quad and axel. On Team Red, Tatsuki Mishida bounced back from nationals to skate very well, while Mao Sada and Kanaka Murakami were also decent, if not completely clean, but Nobunori Oda, who announced this week that like Evgeny Plushenko, he too had his second son, Shinosuke, fell three times. This event will be broadcast February 3rd on Fuji TV at 4:05. In Germany, there was Junior Nationals in Oberstdorf. The singles events were a little chaotic. With the withdrawal of leader Martin Rapp from the men after the short, that event culminated in a close finish, the win going 145.48 to 145.17 to Panagiotis Polyziouakis, who had been third in the short and second in the free, over free skate winner Alexander Bajeld, who was coming up from seventh, though he hadn't quite been 2.5 points out, Manuel Leitner, who led after Rapp withdrew, failed to stay on the podium. Maria Katharina Herkeg, who won the short, didn't withdraw, but was 6th in the free, and like Leitner, failed to medal, while winner Lutricia Bach came all the way up from 7th. It was a close finish too, 123.06 to 121.69, between her and Annabelle Prost, who at least finished the singles event, but she and Ruben Blomiart, after distancing the other three pairs in the short, pulled out of that event, leaving Vanessa Bauer and Nolan Siegert to push past Julia Lynch and Conrad Hocker-Scholler to win that event 115.90 to 113.94. The ice dance alone was stable, with Shari Coach and Christian Neuchtern following through to win by close to 15 points, scoring 136.70. In anticipation of nationals, both American and Canadian skaters did teleconferences this week, including Ashley Wagner, who talked about her injury at the Grand Prix finale, where she hit her knee and head, and when trying to avoid hitting her chin, threw her back out, but adds that she is nonetheless fully recovered. She also said there's no big changes made to the programs, and Coach John Nix will decide, as he decides everything else, whether or not she will attempt the triple-triple at Nationals. Gracie Gold, in her teleconference on the other hand, says she's taken out her hard sequence with the triple flip and triple salchow, for run with a double axel and triple toe, but she has increased transitions courtesy of Marina Zueva. She talked about working with her and with a sports psychiatrist between Skate Canada and Ross Telecom Cup to recover her confidence after the former. In the Canadian teleconferences, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moir revealed they've redone their short dance, not the element so much, except for the steps, but they've dropped the storylines Ueva had created because they weren't connecting with it. So now they describe it as just generally about two kids having fun. Carmen, however, remains unchanged. Amelie Lacoste had a teleconference, and the main question asked of her is what she thinks about favorite Caitlin Osmond, to which her answer is nothing. There's nothing she can do about her, so she's concentrating on herself. She's tweaked both music and element order in the free skate after Cup of China, and as she still doesn't have the free skate tech minimum for Worlds, she's just hoping if she pulls out Nationals win, she can get it at four continents. Patrick Chans too spoke this week, talking about the conversations we had with three past Canadian world champions while they did shows in December, and the advice they gave him, mainly not to put too much pressure on himself for this season, and not to drive himself so hard into the practices he risked not having enough left for the competitions. Dancing on Ice went into its second week with the second half of the cast debuting and suffering an elimination from within themselves, and the first pair out proved the best, Gareth Thomas and Robin Johnston doing a strong enough routine to the Killers All These Things I've Done for the judges to advise him to work on a sub to Lise by giving him the highest score of 22.5. 2 points of the 20.5 Baroness Una King and Mark Hanready got, with her proving to have a knack for the ice even at higher tempo, though she too was chided for lack of expression. Third at 18.5 was Olympic gold medalist Luke Campbell and Jenna Nicole Smith, and he didn't let you forget that gold medal, skating to a song called Gold Forever while dressed in gold. Half a point behind were Anthea Turner and Andrew Buchanan, skating to the Skyfall theme, which it seemed did not impress the British public, as they ended up in the skate-off against Lauren Gugger and Michael Zenizzini, who were actually second to last on the scoreboard, but not without her getting called a walrus on ice. The voting in the skate-off was again unanimous, with Turner Buchanan moving on and Gugger and Zenizzini going home. And down in Belgium, with partner Therese Van Dipte, Kevin Van Der Perren has won the Belgian Dancing with the Stars. When they faced off against Delina de Monk and Armand Narinojan, armed with their Adele Quickstep from week 2, their Bon Jovi Paso Doble from week 3, and a freestyle to Donna Summer's Last Dance, which included him doing jumps while holding fire batons, they actually ended up a point back with 114 out of 120, but the viewer votes went in his favor, and he took the trophy with tears in his eyes, calling it the first time he's been so emotional over a victory. And finally, it really does seem to be breeding season for figure skaters. After the births of Plushenko's and Oda's second sons last week, Alexander Julin became the father this Thursday of his second daughter, Ekaterina, his first with third wife and former student Natalia Mikhailovna. And there's another baby on the way. Jamie Soleil tweeted this week that she and her new husband, Craig Simpson, are expecting their first. It will be her second child and his fourth. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.